review. Alan Dershowitz was Jeffrey Epstein's attorney back then. He helped arrange the sweetheart deal. And here is the great Alan Dershowitz defending Donald Trump during Trump's first impeachment. Kenneth Starr, the Whitewater prosecutor who went after Bill Clinton because Bill Clinton lied about oral sex. Well, Ken Starr, a few years later, was Jeffrey Epstein's attorney back in 2008. And here is Ken Starr serving as Donald Trump's attorney during Trump's first impeachment trial. And here's Pam Bondi. Back then, she had just left her post as Florida's attorney general, and she served as Donald Trump's lawyer, too, during his first impeachment trial. So, unlike Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr, Pam Bondi wasn't also Jeffrey Epstein's defense lawyer. No, she was way more important to Jeffrey Epstein than a defense attorney. She was Florida's attorney general when nearly 200 of Epstein's victims in Florida began suing Jeffrey Epstein in civil court. Why civil court and not criminal court? Because the Florida Attorney General, Pam Bondi, wouldn't bring charges against Epstein despite the overwhelming evidence being presented by lawyers for the 200 victims down in Florida. Pam Bondi was Florida's Attorney General in 2018 when the Miami Herald broke that big story of 80 victims of Epstein's abuse. She was the Attorney General. Her office did absolutely nothing.